Avengers: Endgame star Brie Larson calls out lack of diversity in Marvel films, "We gotta move faster." By BenQ on April 26, 2019. Far-left actress and activist Brie Larson complained about the lack of diversity in the Marvel movie universe, declaring that producers must move faster to address the issue. In an interview with Variety, the Avengers: Endgame star said that she was happy to be playing the role of the first female Captain Marvel because it was an assertion that diverse storytelling matters. "I'm happy to be on the forefront of the normalization of this type of content and to prove once again that representation matters. Diverse storytelling matters, the female experience matters, and these are markers," Brie Larson said. "So it's something I've always known and I think a lot of people always knew, but this is just normalizing." Variety's Mark Malkin then told Larson that he never thought he would grow up to see an LGBT superhero, a belief Larson said disappointed her. "That breaks my heart to hear that, because there's no reason," Larson said. "I don't understand how you could think that a certain type of person isn't allowed to be a superhero. So to me it's like, we gotta move faster. But I'm always wanting to move faster with this stuff. It wasn't enough for me to just look strong on a poster. It needed to extend further than that," she continued. "I feel like I can't at the end of the day go to sleep at night if I didn't do everything that I possibly could." Brie Larson, who recently starred as Captain Marvel in the film of the same name, has previously described how playing the roles of female superheroes amounted to her own form of activism, despite reports she was paid $15 million to take on the role. "The movie was the biggest and best opportunity I could have ever asked for," she continued. "It was, like, my superpower. This could be my form of activism, doing a film that can play all over the world and be in more places than I can be physically." In February, Larson also complained that the press tour for the Captain Marvel film risked being dominated by white males. "About a year ago, I started paying attention to what my press days looked like and the critics reviewing movies and noticed it appeared to be overwhelmingly white male," she told Marie Claire, adding that she hoped future tours would be more inclusive to women and ethnic minorities. Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.